In January 2011, Governor Rick Perry gave the traditional opening remarks to the 82nd Texas Legislature, and he made it clear he wanted a crackdown on illegal immigration.
We must abolish sanctuary cities in Texas.
Perry told the lawmakers he was making an anti-sanctuary cities law an emergency item. He wanted a Texas version of Arizona's SB 1070. Perry wanted police officers checking the immigration status of anyone they suspected wasn't properly authorized to be in the country.
We need to free up our peace officers for them to do their job, keeping our families and our neighborhoods safe. Immigration laws and their enforcement are the responsibility of the federal government, but we cannot compound their failure by preventing Texas peace officers from doing their jobs.
Despite Perry's push and the Republican majorities in both Texas houses, the bill didn't pass. So now, fast forward 2 years later, there's the 83rd Texas legislature, and Perry has another crack at passing a Texas SB 1070 type bill. And nada. What was an emergency 2 years ago is off the radar today. It didn't get a mention in the governor's opening remarks.
Turned out that there was very little enthusiasm for that legislation. I think there was over 100 so-called anti-immigrant, anti-sanctuary city bills that were introduced. Not a single one of those passed last time.
Charles Foster is a Houston immigration attorney and served as a consultant to both the Barack Obama and George W. Bush presidential campaigns. Foster said this time the Republican lawmakers have learned their lesson.
Most of it was a complete waste of time to begin with because it was going to be found to be preempted by federal law. As it turned out, that was the case in U.S. versus Arizona, the Supreme Court ruled.
And then there was that national election in November that sent shockwaves through the Republican Party.
Bush got 43% of the Hispanic vote, a much larger Hispanic vote today that was down to 27%. For Governor Romney, but in the key toss-up states like Colorado, he was only getting 10%. So the handwriting's on the wall. Unless the Republican Party can address these issues responsibly, they're going to become a minority party in the state of Texas.
So essentially, a figurative memo went out to the Texas Republican lawmakers. Introduce no bills that will embarrass the party with Latino voters. But it's going to take more than that to repair the damage done to the GOP brand in Texas, according to Representative Trey Martinez Fisher. He's the chair of the Mexican-American Legislative Caucus.
You know, they believe in English only. They think that Texas should not have pre-K education for its children. 65% of pre-K children are Hispanic. They want to make it a crime to be in this country illegally, and they want to repeal the DREAM Act. I don't think you can reach out to Hispanics if those are your values.
Martinez said the Texas Republicans are learning how to talk the talk, but they aren't willing to walk the walk when it comes to servicing Hispanic voters. However, there is a record number of Hispanic lawmakers in the 83rd legislature in Texas, and they might be able to lead the rest of their party in walking that walk. In San Antonio, David Martin Davies reporting.